Visa ties its network to OpenAI for agent-driven payments. Visa is connecting its payment network to OpenAI so AI agents can make purchases on a user's behalf, using tokenized credentials passed through Visa's rails. Cointelegraph reported the partnership early on June 11, 2026, describing agent-driven payments backed by Visa's global network inside AI-powered commerce. The headline detail is narrow but consequential. The credential that authorizes a payment becomes a token an agent can present, rather than a card number a human types in. It lands in a week when crypto sentiment is bleak. As of June 11, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $62,046, up 1.3% on the day, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 15, deep in extreme fear. A partnership about the future of checkout is not what is moving prices right now, but it touches the same question crypto card builders have been circling for months. Who or what is allowed to spend, and how is that permission represented? The credential becomes a token. Tokenization is the load-bearing word here. Instead of an agent handling a raw card number, Visa issues a token scope to a context, and that token is what flows through the network. The model is not new for Visa. It already tokenizes cards for Apple Pay and Google Pay, so the merchant never sees the underlying number. The shift is who presents the token. In an agentic flow, software initiates the payment, picks the moment, and completes checkout without a person tapping a phone. That is a meaningful change in liability and control. A token that an autonomous agent can use is only as safe as the limits wrapped around it. Visa has been explicit in prior agentic announcements that spend caps, merchant categories, and per-transaction rules travel with the credential. The same controls a crypto card user sets on a virtual card. A low limit, a single merchant, a short lifespan are the controls that make an agent token tolerable rather than reckless. A crowded race for agentic checkout, Visa and OpenAI are not first, and that is the point. MasterCard has been pushing agent pay, and Visa itself has run an agentic-ready track that card issuers have already joined. SpendNode covered Wirex joining that Visa program to let AI agents transact, and crypto-native rails are chasing the same prize. Ripple shipped an XRPL AI starter kit for agentic payment apps built around RLUSD, aiming squarely at machine-to-machine settlement. The split is becoming clear. One camp routes agent payments through the established card networks, where Visa and MasterCard already own acceptance at tens of millions of merchants. The other routes them through stablecoins and on-chain settlement, where fees are programmable, and the credential is a wallet, not a card. Visa pairing with OpenAI, the company whose models sit inside the most used AI commerce surface, is the card networks pressing their distribution advantage before crypto rails reach the same checkout reach. For cardholders, it comes down to delegated spend authority. For now, the announcement is plumbing, not a product you can sign up for. The reporting describes the partnership and the mechanism, not a launched consumer feature, eligibility list, or fee schedule. Anyone reading economics or rollout dates into it is filling gaps the source does not cover. The practical thread for crypto card holders is custody and control, not the AI itself. An agent spending on your behalf is a delegation of authority, and delegation is exactly where self-custody and limit setting matter most. A card funded from your own wallet gives you a hard ceiling. The agent can only reach what you have funded, and you can revoke at the wallet level. A custodial balance handed to an agent inherits the provider's risk profile on top of the agent's. Two layers of trust instead of one. There's also a quieter cost question. Tokenized agent payments still ride card rails, which means the same network spread and conversion layers apply to a robot's purchase as to yours. The disclosed convenience does not erase the embedded fees. If agents start making frequent small purchases, those per-transaction spreads compound in a way a human shopper rarely triggers.